with a $5 meal deal with new McValue. You pick a McDouble or a McChicken, then get a small fry, a small drink, and a four-piece McNuggets. That's a lot of McDonald's for not a lot of money.
Prices and participation may vary. McDouble meal $6 in some markets for a limited time only.
This episode is brought to you by Booking.com. Booking.yeah. Every time I use Booking.com to find a place to stay in the U.S., I know they'll have exactly what I'm looking for. Booking.com has a wide array of options from hotels to vacation rentals, so you can pick a ridiculously right place for you. Because let's face it, we all have different travel needs. Maybe you're a parent of science-obsessed kids. You can find a hotel that's right next to all the best museums and has a balcony where you can stand at night to look at the stars. Maybe you're a group of girlfriends who are determined to have a memorable beach trip, rain or shine. You can book a vacation rental that's walking distance from the beach and has a sauna in case it rains. No matter what you're looking for, Booking.com helps you find the stay that's ridiculously right for you. Find exactly what you're looking for on Booking.com. Booking.yeah.
Hello everybody, welcome to the United Stands. I'm Mark Goldbridge. Nottingham Forest 1, Manchester United 0, and that is absolutely shocking. Look, there's a lot to talk about. Alanga, obviously, embarrassing Manchester United. Sir Jim Ratcliffe, embarrassing Man United. The Glazers, embarrassing Man United. The players, embarrassing Man United. There's lots of embarrassment. We've been waiting for this game patiently for 2.5 weeks, and all the problems that we thought we were starting to solve at the end of the break before the international break all come back again. Selfish bottlers, panickers, Hollywood balls, long balls, the whole lot, all back again as we've seen before. And I think the first thing I would say is that is absolutely shocking, unacceptable, and player ratings, mark every player out of 10, 6 being the average. Links in the live chat, video description. If you haven't registered yet, you've still got time to do it. Click it, get yourself set up, get your email confirmation and do it, because they deserve, players who I like, good players I like, potentially good players I like, deserve low scores, because that's the reality. I don't care whether they're 20, 25, 30. They deserve low scores, because the bottom line is, on this one game, I'm not saying seldom, I'm not saying that they're not part of the future, but on that one game, I'm tired of it. I'm tired of watching these same results happen every few weeks. And you know what? I'm sure you're tired as well. You see a step forward and then you go straight back to go. It's like playing snakes and ladders. You climb the ladder, you go down the snake. And it's boring. It's actually boring. It's not... I'd be surprised if there's any United fan out there on TikTok going, fucking this, fucking that. Because it's why would you? Why would you do that? Why would you be surprised? We see this all the time. It's boring. It's absolutely boring. And I tell you what's shocking, and I tell you why it's embarrassing. It's embarrassing to you as professional footballers, right? If you're a United player tonight, bar one or two, I'll talk about in a minute. It's embarrassing to you as an individual professional footballer to play a team that's missing three key players, that's smaller than you, that played till penalties on Saturday night. You've had 2.5 weeks off. They scored in the 5th minute and then they got the cigar and slippers out. That's embarrassing to you lot. You could have played till fucking Santa came down the chimney on Christmas Eve and you still wouldn't score. Absolutely no threat at all. Ned Stark FC, head loss. Absolutely terrible. Shockingly embarrassing in a Man United shirt to see us play for 90 minutes and not able to carve open a chance in the box. Hey, yeah, Mason Mount had a shot at the end from the edge of the box. I mean, all right, the Harry Maguire chance at the very, very end, but we're basically playing Stoke FC there. We're throwing high balls in the box, you know, whatever. But in the game, when it mattered, creativity was shot, 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 shot. You know the stats will say 70% possession, way more shots on target, way more shots than them. Most of them were from outside the box. We created nothing. Now, if you want to be a serious football team, Nottingham Forest played on Saturday night till extra time. They're missing three of their better players. They score in the 5th minute. They're going to sit back and counter. You should be creating good opportunities. Xerxes in the first half played as the number 9, no service. Rasmus in the second half played as the number 9, no service. Garnacho, Xerxes, Bruno, Eriksen, Ugarte, Casemiro. Centrally, nothing. I don't really have a problem with Dorgu and Delo. They did keep making the overlaps. They did put crosses in. But centrally, we created absolutely nothing. And nothing in the penalty box again. Nothing in the penalty box at all. And people will talk about, oh, Alanga, Alanga, Alanga. Can we just hit the honesty button on Alanga? The Alanga that we had at Man United was nothing like the Alanga I've seen tonight. Absolutely nothing. When Alanga was at United, he was not that player. He's left to play football, he's developed, and he's a good player. People saying we shouldn't have sold Alanga, when was the last time we developed a player? You genuinely think if we'd kept Alanga, it'd be that good? You genuinely think we would develop Alanga the way he's been developed there? Going to a smaller club with less pressure and developing himself? You're having a bloody laugh. Jude Bellingham would not be the player he is today if he'd come to Man United. We don't develop these players. So yeah, look, I look at Alanga and go, he's an ex-Man United player. What could have been? We wouldn't have bloody developed him anyway. We're shit at developing talent. Absolutely shit. There's no strictness. There's no regime. There's no accountability. I mean, look, I like Garnacho, so I can say this openly. How many shots did he have from the edge of the box today? Tell me, how many shots from the edge of the box has he had today? How many? And at what point has a player gone up to him and say, stop fucking shooting? Now, maybe it's an age thing, but Ryan Giggs, Paul Scholes, Andy Cole, Roy Keane, Cristiano Ronaldo, all these players would have said to him, halfway through that game, stop fucking shooting from the edge of the box. Stop it. And nobody does. And he doesn't stop it. Now, is that his fault? Is that the other player's fault? But he should be told to stop doing it. We're 1-0 down. Stop fucking shooting from the edge of the box. Show some discipline and show some patience. Patience is the word. There's always another pass. Dorgu was making the overlap. Bruno was always available. Keep probing. Keep probing. Be patient. But we don't have it. We can't break a low block. We've not been able to break. I can't remember the season we could break a low block. I can't remember. Ollie was a counter-attacking manager, so he didn't break low blocks. Did Jose break low blocks? I don't remember. I don't remember when Man United could consistently break a low block. And yet so many teams can. We can't break a low block. We're absolutely terrible at it. And look, Forest deserved to win it. I'm surprised. I thought we would win it. I thought we would come out of this international break with some positivity. We've got more players back. We beat Sociedad. We looked a little bit more confident, but it's the same old. It's the same old, isn't it? And what panics me is we'll probably get a result against Man City on Sunday because it's a Manchester derby and everyone will be like, it's the Manchester derby. My family are coming. I'm going to do my hair. You know, I'll be ready for that. I'll be ready for that. And hopefully we'll be ready for Leon. But there'll be another game like this. We've still got to go to Brentford, Bournemouth, Newcastle, Chelsea. I said in the international break, I think we'll lose another 4 Premier League games. We've got 9 left. We've got 8 left. Sorry. We've already lost 1. It's going to be problematic. But just to take it back to something as well, 2 other things I want to talk about. But let me read some of your comments that are coming in. Dorgu in the second half was abysmal, really poor. Well, we'll talk about the players individually in a minute because we're going to do player ratings. Don't forget to do your player ratings. Links in the live chat, video description. Get registered for that. You still got time. Wonderful performance, as Chris Bennett, onto Europe. You just lost to your hometown, says Guna. Usually I'm against criticising youth players, but can we sit here and say Garnacho has improved in the last 12 months? Love him, but something needs changing, says Jonathan. I would say about that, whether it's Dorgu, Garnacho, Ugarte, Xerxes, whoever you want to have a pop at tonight, it's a summer conversation. I would give them bad scores in player ratings, but there's no point saying this player's fucking shit, get rid of him, I can't stand them, I hate them. I don't get that logic. I mean, we have got big games coming up. We need to use these players. They need to turn up. I get the frustration, but it's April the 1st. We've got big games to come. As captain, Bruno should set the example. He gets the ball on the edge of the box and shoots constantly. So why wouldn't anyone else, as Lewis? Bob, thank you very much. Team played a lot better, showed a lot of promise, as Jordan. I'm ready to sell anyone to get system players, says Keel. Garnacho did put in a shift defensively, but attacking-wise, it was one of his worst games, says Marlowe. He just won't learn. The no, sir, I'm not reading yours, Sir Gareth Southgate. You're just a comedian. And it was funny about 3 months ago, but we're actually seriously talking about our team. Like, you're talking about the no service argument doesn't work because Maguire had a couple of chances. Maguire is brilliant in the air. You're putting crosses into a centre-back who's good in the air. He's going to win headers. Xerxes is not going to win headers like that. Rasmus is not going to win headers like that. Jokeres ain't going to win headers like that. Harry Maguire's one of the best headers of the ball in the Premier League, and we're putting crosses in. Put Harry Maguire up front then, Gareth. Like, if you can't watch a game of football and understand why Maguire was winning headers, it's because he's one of the best headers of the ball, probably in Europe. And I've said that for years. He is brilliant at winning headers. But are you going to put him up front? Anana faces, smile is back, says Joey. Don't know why we have a striker if a winger keeps taking shots, says JC. Nothing's ever going to change. Us as fans have been saying this since Fergie left, says MC7. We've got players back who weren't able to progress with the rest of this team before the international break. The players returning are still stuck in the storm, says Aiden. My next therapy session will all be about Man United, says Raul. You said yesterday that over players over 6'7" can be mobile athletic. What am I, says LeBron. Okay. Joker's in the chat. The season needs to be over now, says Palimo. No midfield to drive past opposition, and at this point it feels like the Glazers have truly won, says Jacko. The club's in ruins. Honestly, couldn't care less if none of them play in a shirt next year. Thank you very much for that. Look, two things I want to talk about before we do player ratings. System, don't fall into the same trap again. What are you talking about, the system? I'm desperately trying to never use the word moronic again, or moron. It is offensive. I don't want to use it. But it is stupid to talk about the system. Why are we talking about the system? Because we've lost the game after the international break. The system argument was buried weeks ago. It isn't relevant. It isn't relevant. 4-4-2, 3-4-3, whatever system you're talking about, that game wasn't lost on system. That game was lost on mentality that you've seen for years. That game was lost on inability to break a low block, which you've seen for years. And that game was lost on inability to do the simple basics you learn at 8 years of age. Pass the ball, make a tackle, play the right pass. It's as simple as that. You can't say it's systematic when people misplace five-yard passes. You can't say it's systematic when people aren't switched on enough to take a yellow card and stop a goal. You can't say it's systematic when players are shooting instead of passing. It's not systematic. Ten Hag suffered from this. Ollie suffered from this. Jose suffered from this. Sack, talking about system, pins it on Amorim. Are we seriously going to start pinning it on the manager again? Glazers, Sir Jim Radcliffe, Dett, players. He is using players he didn't buy. He is using Erik ten Hag players in a system they can't play. And he is using Erik ten Hag players who couldn't play Erik ten Hag system. He is using players who aren't good enough. If I saw us playing brilliant football, but unable to create chances, I would say there's something not right here. I watch us not creating chances because our players are shit. This is not systematic. Let them call in to talk shit about that. You're better than that. This is not about the system. You know it. You might be on the troll. You might even think you want to change the manager, but you're better than that. This is not about the system. This is about the way the club is run. This is about players who aren't good enough to wear the number seven shirt. This is about players who aren't good enough to wear the number seven shirt. They aren't good enough to wear the Man United shirt. They're not good enough. They don't have the mentality, they don't have the consistency, and they can't do the basics. And until we get this manager, players who can play his system, there is no point talking about the manager, in my opinion. One thing I do think is relevant before we do player ratings is this irritatingly bullshit PR piece that United and Sir Jim Radcliffe keep putting out there about we want to buy players for the future. You saw today exactly why you can't keep buying 20-year-olds or 19-year-olds or 21-year-olds or 18-year-olds. We can't do that. Amorim will get the sack. We cannot go into the summer and say our plan is to buy young players. because we will finish in the bottom half of the table next season and he will get the sack. In the Premier League, you will get beat by experienced players if you're a bunch of kids. And we haven't got enough experience in that team. Quite clearly, heads aren't right with that team. So we need to bring people in who are going to improve the mentality. You're not going to improve the mentality with young players that need experience. Dorgu is learning. There are other players in that team who are learning. We don't need more players to come in and learn. We will lose games. We need the Jokerez. We need the Frimpong. We need the Edison. We need the Cunha. We need the Costa in goal. We need some bloody experience. That team is crying out for experience, not youth. Got lots of good youth. Got loads of good youth. We don't need more youth. We need experience. But the reason they're telling us we need youth is because they can't fucking afford experience. So they're like, we can't afford Jokerez. We can't afford Osimhen. But we can afford Delap. We can do a deal with Ipswich. We can do it on the cheap. We want young players for the future. They don't bloody want young players. They can't afford the experience. And we're crying out for it. We're crying out for it. Anyway, let's do the player ratings. Unless it's an injury, Ugarte off at half-time, Costas as SG. Look, I didn't actually have a massive problem with the subs just before we do the player ratings. I don't actually have a massive problem with it because realistically, Rasmus didn't start. Xerxes started. Bruno started as a 10. Eriksen came on in the pivot. Ugarte went off at half-time. Mason Mount came on for Xerxes. You could analyse all of that. Why didn't we start Rasmus? Why did Xerxes play up front? Why did Bruno play as a 10 when he's been playing well in the midfield? Why did we end up with Eriksen and Bruno as a pivot in midfield? You could analyse all of that. But at the end of the day, we had enough of the ball to win that game. And we didn't win the game because we didn't create chances. So for all the subs, I don't think any of the subs or any of the selections cost us winning the game. We cost ourselves winning the game because we can't beat a low block. And we have not been able to do it for years. So I don't think if he'd brought Collier on for Eriksen or he'd started Rasmus and played Xerxes a 10, or I don't think it would have made any difference. We had the ball. We had the opportunities to create better chances and we didn't do it because people were selfish and misplaced passes as per usual. And they panicked and they didn't show any momentum and they didn't show any composure and they didn't show any patience. Same old thing. Same old thing. Why going off at system or players? One loss in seven games with this many players underperforming. Hard to get a result. Not many clubs had luck there. So Zaki. Yeah, they're third in the league, mate. Third in the league. And look, on their goal, I said it when they scored, they're going to be hard to... They conceded 10 goals at home all season. They've got the best defence at home all season. You concede after 5 minutes. A lot of people would have said that was game over. You hope it's not, but a lot of people would have said it was game over. Look at the goal. The best chance of the game was that chance. Could it have been prevented? Yes. Somebody should have took a yellow card. It could have been prevented. Yeah, we'll talk about players now. You're all worked up and then you say exactly why we're playing this way. We know, sir, we know why, so point out the good things. Force 10 corners, some good passages of play, progress for Amrin, says John. John, if you want to be positive about losing another game in the Premier League, that's up to you. I ain't got a problem with it. Seriously, there's no comeback. I haven't got a problem with it at all. I think I've seen this type of result so many times, I'm bored of it. And I think some of these players just can't be part of the journey. And I think Sir Jim Ratcliffe needs to fucking start doing what he's meant to be doing and give this manager the players that can build his system with him. It's as simple as that. Don't need to start shouting about what players need to go. Don't need to start shouting about what players need to come in because I think it's bloody obvious. But Sir Jim Ratcliffe ain't talking like that. He's talking about youth and cheap. And next season will be the same as this. So your progress will be stunted, John, because we aren't actually projecting the project that needs to be done. And I'm bored of these results. And I think we're going to see more of them. Too many students, not enough teachers, says Calms. Good point. Why go? Zaki says, why go? I've done that one. Bit behind, but we were so wasteful, says Northern. Unless I've done that one as well. JC says, I thought we played well against the team that is third and we're 13th. But why do you think we played well, JC? Why did we play well? Because so many people are so unhappy with so many players. Why did we play well? You're saying we played well against a team that's third and we're 13th. Well, Manchester United, mate. Look, Nottingham Forest and Man United, and you're happy losing 1-0 at the City Ground. Mate, I don't agree. I'm sorry, I don't agree. I don't agree. If it was the other way round, it's a great, you know, it's not the end of the world. But their wage budget compared to us, their spend compared to us, we didn't create a good chance in the whole fucking game. Why would I be happy about that? They played on Saturday night till penalties. We had the weekend off. I think we should be expecting more. I know there's a lot of work to do, but I think we should be expecting more. We're playing a very important game in a week. Dorgu thinks he plays for Nottingham, says Koala. GGMU says, I can't understand the frustration. They're 10 points, 10 spots above, mate. We truly are lost if people are happy with that result. But look, it's all about opinion.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365 because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply.
Right, let's do the player ratings. I'm sure some of you are probably going to be giving them 8 out of 10 by the sound of it. I mean, performance of the season, maybe. Anana, good game. Sorry, what? Those words don't go together. Anana, good save from the header. He was offside anyway, but Anana didn't know that. He made a good save. 5.5. For me, the reason I would mark him down is on the goal. If you watch it, and I thought it, Alanga's a finish. He doesn't blast it. He places it, and I'm like, why is he placing it? And then I looked at it, and Anana has drifted right. His position is wrong. He's drifted right, and he's left a big hole on the left. He should be more centre, positionally. A goalkeeper of his level should be more central. Now, maybe if he's more central, Alanga blasts it in the bottom corner. He can't do anything about it. It was a good chance for Alanga. But positionally, I'd expect a little bit better in the first 5 minutes. 5.5. Mazraoui, 6 for me. I don't think he did anything wrong. We conceded one goal. We defended quite well. And he's not at fault for the goal because he's the last man with a player on his right and a player running at him. I think he doesn't do anything wrong on that. He's the last man. He can't commit to Alanga because then the pass will go to the other guy. So he's relying on Garnacho and Dorgu to make the tackle. They don't. I don't think Mazraoui had a bad game. Dalit, a 6 for me as well. I think Dalit was up for the corner. So it's not his fault and played very well after that. So I don't really want to give anybody higher than a 6 if I'm being completely honest. But, you know, I'd give him a 6. Carl says, have fans accepted average as good performances? Well, the Glazers truly have won if they have. Have fans accepted? Anakin Skywalker FC says, Brian Dale. Leave us on a hype before the break. And then here we go, says Desiree. John says, I agree with you on that. And I'm just hoping Ineos supports Amrim. Because if they do, I think Amrim is the right guy to do it. But the Glazers and Ineos have to step up. I agree, John. I completely agree. And as I said, I do actually respect the opinions of people who are going, what they're saying. I just don't agree with it. And, you know, Forest are third in the league. We are fucking shit. But for me, I think the standards, I don't accept those standards. And also, we had nearly 90 minutes to score a goal and couldn't do it. And I think that with all the quality we've got, their goalkeeper wasn't man of the match. I don't mind losing the game 1-0 if their goalkeeper's man of the match, but he wasn't. He wasn't. Yoro, yeah, 6 for me as well. Very good recovery tackle on Alanga. I mean, Alanga's fast. The funny thing about Alanga is, I would say, and I must say this, is that it's got nothing to do with Ineos and it's got nothing to do with Amrim, why Alanga got sold. Plus, Alanga wasn't the player who he is now when he left and he's got the development. But looking at Alanga now and remembering he wasn't this player at Man United because we didn't develop him, he would be better for our system than Garnacho, Xerxes and Bruno today because he can pass, he can dribble and he's fast. He would be a very good player in Amrim's system based on what I saw today. But you can't say we shouldn't have sold him then, because Amrin wasn't here then and he wasn't developed then. Yarrow 6. Deleu, I feel like being generous for Deleu and giving him a 6. I feel like Deleu will get a low score because he's had a bad season. But realistically, what did Deleu do wrong? The goal wasn't his fault. Defensively, he was okay. He didn't misplace many passes. He did put crosses in. I don't think Deleu had a bad game, but I don't think he had a great game. So I'd give him maybe a 5.5. But I think sometimes Deleu's been shit for ages, so Deleu was shit. I don't think he was, actually, today. I don't think he was bad. Agate, you'd probably have to say maybe a 5, maybe a 5.5. It didn't work. I do worry about Agate. Somebody made a great point. He's had a bit of shit on Twitter. I don't know why he's had that, and I hope he hasn't seen that, because he shouldn't have had that from United fans anyway. And we had this at the start of the season, and people were like giving him nicknames, having a go at him. Then he started playing well, and now people are having a go at him again. And I'm like, we've got a good player here. We're not going to get a replacement. We're not. He's got to be part of the future. And it wasn't good today, but I don't get it. I just don't get it. Like, first season. Look at Gravenberch's first season. Look at Fabinho's first season. They weren't great. Second season, they were really good. Casemiro, 5.5 for me. I mean, it wasn't good. It wasn't terrible. If we won that game 1-0, people would probably be giving him a 6.5. Dorgu, 5. Honestly, yeah. I mean, look, it was... I don't like doing it, but I'd be a hypocrite if I didn't, because this is another of my criticisms of Sir Jim Ratcliffe's plan. When you buy 20-year-olds and 19-year-olds, they will have good games and they will have bad games. It's called being a developmental player. So if you want the rainbow, you've got to put up with the rain. And this is why some fans want some experience, because if you buy a 26-year-old like Cunha or Jokeres, you expect them to come in once they're settled. Might take them a season, but once they're settled, you expect them to be consistently good because they're bang on it. With Dorgu, could take 3 years. Could take 3 years. Could be good performances, bad performances. It could take 3 years. With Yoro, it could take 3 years. You're not going to expect that with Jokeres or Cunha. So we've got to say Dorgu today was a 5, but I don't want to see people saying flop, shit, get rid of him. He literally is doing what you would expect a 20-year-old to do. He will have good games and he will have bad games. And today, it was a bit of a bad game. Bruno, I don't know. Bruno, 6. I mean, you could go 5.5. It wasn't the Bruno before the international break. I do wish sometimes he'd bollock some players and say, stop fucking shooting, get hold of the game better. But he's the only captain we've got. And again, if we win the game 1-0, people are probably saying 6.5 again. So I think people get marked down like Deleu, Bruno and Casemiro. It wasn't a great game by them by any means, but they're probably getting marked down because of the game. Did they cost us the goal? If Elanga hadn't scored that goal, would they have won? It would have been 0-0. People would have said it wasn't a bad result. So I think with some players, you can go over the top. I'd give them a 6. Garnacho's got to be a 5, of course. 3.7. I think that's a little bit harsh. But it's the selfishness. It's the lack of composure. It's the lack of patience. It's the shooting. And the first half, he couldn't control the ball. I like Garnacho. I think he's a good player. Maybe his head is looking at a move in the summer. I don't know. If his head's looking at a move in the summer, then he's checked out, isn't it? Maybe he's just a young player. I don't know. But we need a composed Garnacho, because a composed Garnacho, which we saw before the break, is a valuable Garnacho. Xerxes, 5.5 for me. I do feel like Xerxes is getting marked down a little bit there. 5.5 for Xerxes. First, the reason I'm giving him a 5.5, first half when he dropped off, he looked okay, but he was playing in the graveyard shift.
he didn't get any service. Same as Rasmus in the second half. But second half, when he went into the number 10, I thought he was quite disappointing. He couldn't get in the game. So, yeah, probably a 5.5. Eriksen just doesn't offer anything. 5. I mean, I sort of don't understand that substitution. I think it was brought on for a bit of creativity, but I think a bit of energy from Collier might have been better. I didn't really understand the Eriksen substitution in the pivot, if I'm being completely honest. It didn't lose us the game, but it didn't win us the game. It was a bit of a meh. And maybe Collier wouldn't have changed it. So like I say, I don't think the selections or the subs made any difference today. I just think overall it was a bad performance. Mason Mount, I'd probably give him a 6, actually. I don't think he did a lot wrong in a short period of time. Rasmus, I'd probably give him a 5.5. I thought his link-up play was okay. No service. You could give him a 5 for that, I suppose. But, I mean, realistically, I don't... You know, we don't create chances, do we? Maguire came on and did quite well. Give him a 6. But... as I said, he's one of the best headers of the ball in the world, probably. Amorim. I'm going to come back to Amorim because I'm going to do my man of the match. I'll give it to Yoro because I've given it to De Ligt so many times, but it would have been De Ligt or Yoro for me. I'll give it to Yoro for that tackle, and I thought he had quite a good game. Amorim's difficult because sometimes I feel he's coached a win and the team conspire to lose. I haven't got any problems with the selections. I haven't got a huge problem with the subs. We lost the game because we can't do the basics, because we're inexperienced or we're just not very good. The goal should have been stopped by individuals and creativity should have been better. I'm tempted to give him like a 5.5. Yeah, 5 from you. Yeah. Lenny Yoro is your man of the match. There you go. Lenny Yoro is your man of the match. Amorim must wonder what he's inherited. A 3-4-3 isn't exactly rocket science. Mate, they can't play a 4-3-3. This is what makes me laugh about the system. People start talking about the system like we were playing well in a 4-fucking-3-3-3 with Ten Hag. They couldn't play a 4-3-3 either. They can't play any formation. You can't play any formation if you're not doing the basics. Eriksen coming on made sense since we weren't defending and needed some creativity to break the low blocks, as Benny, but didn't work. Amorim must wonder what he's inherited. Thank you very much. We should accept the remaining Premier League fixtures. Amorim must wonder what he's inherited. Jack says we should accept the remaining Premier League fixtures as an extended pre-season to try and find some progress. No need to get raging. We move and see what's next. But Jack, I disagree, because that's not the message. Every place we finish a hire, we get £3 million. We've just sacked 450 people, which probably saves about £3 million a year, or I think. Every place we finish up higher is £3 million. Don't think the message to Amorim from the club is, yeah, just play the kids. Doesn't matter. I think there is an expectation that we win games, and I think we were trying to win that game. I agree with you, Jack. If we're just going to focus on the Europa League and we don't care about the Premier League, and that's the message, fine. But it's not the message. The message today wasn't it was fine to lose. The message was we're trying to win. And therefore, you've got to judge it on a performance that's trying to win. And it wasn't good enough. This is good, as good as it's going to get with these players, Vizfesh says. I think Maguire nearly helped us draw, says Jake. Our team that doesn't score against the team who don't concede need to get creative players in, says Anders. You forget the hit of the crossbar in the first half, says Magnus. And in fact, the Maguire sub nearly won us the game, says Jake. Okay, done that one twice. Sorry about that. If everyone gets 5 out of 6, then why did we lose the game, says Meh? Because 6 is average, mate. Okay, so what? If everyone gets 5 or 6, then why did we lose the game? Because 5's below average and 6 is average. So, and we lost 1-0. Pretty logical to me. I know Garnacho is young, but I would have sold him and bought in Trincao in his place, helping Portugal to win from the same angles. I don't see Garnacho learning. Maybe that will happen in the summer, mate. Maybe that will happen in the summer. No, 5 is not average, 3 gambling. 6 is always, oh my God. There's people in the chat saying 5 is average. Where have you been for the last 50 years? 6 has always been average in football. Always. Every newspaper, everywhere. 6 is the average score. 5 is below average. If you don't know that, go and watch netball, because you don't know football. It's always been 6 is average, 5 is below average. And anyway, even if it hasn't, which it has, on the United stand it has been for about 5 years. Thanks everyone for watching. Take care. Fan forum. I hope Ricky's not on, because he's just going to have a big I told you so face about Alanga. But yeah, get over there. Live chat. I told you so. Speak to you in a bit. I'm still live. Fucking hell, what's going on here?
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
Hi, I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new documentary series from Oxford Road and the team behind Age of Audio. We dive into how podcasting exploded into a storytelling revolution and how big tech and big money are threatening its future now. You'll hear from podcast industry heavyweights like Ira Glass, Adam Carolla, Guy Raz, Leo Laporte, the Mycelis Brothers, and more. What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined is out now. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. TNCs apply.